It's officially spring, and that means peepers. I'm not talking about Easter chicks. Spring peepers are little brown frogs, and in early spring, they breed in small bodies of water and vernal pools, pockets of melted snow and rain that dry up by the summer. Salamanders also benefit from these little bits of water. Back in 2007, the Allegheny Front's commentator Chuck Starsnick visited a muddy bog just north of Pittsburgh to witness another rite of spring. Here's his recollection of that place from our archives.
Salamander Park is an enormous, leaf-strewn puddle in the forest. It looks like a mistake, like a half-finished excavation, abandoned and flooded. A skinny sycamore leans in the middle like the derelict mast of a sunken sailboat. The shallow water beneath is perfectly still. The place is rank with mud and rot and life. I first came here a few years ago on a stormy night in early spring. Rain tumbled through the bare branches and pattered on the forest floor. I shined my flashlight in the shallows, and the improbable creature came into focus. A stout black salamander, longer than my hand, sporting bright yellow spots. More salamanders came until there were dozens, swirling silently about in a lumbering aquatic ballet. Their sperm packets appeared like little white mushrooms upon the leaves and sticks around them. The rest of this process is difficult to observe, but a female picks up a few of these sperm packets in her cloaca, the vent at the base of her tail. About a week later, she lays clumps of fertilized eggs that cling to submerged vegetation. The adults return to the forest and will probably not be seen above ground for another year. The embryos develop over several weeks in this vernal pool. When they hatch, they are something like tadpoles, little aquatic predators with frilly external gills. The pool may dry up in the heat of summer, but before that happens, the juvenile salamanders grow, lose their gills, and take shelter in the forest. The salamanders are bound to this fickle resource. They almost never breed in larger, more permanent bodies of water where fish and turtles would prey on the eggs. I've always found it surprising that this soggy patch of suburban wood has endured so close to the city, nestled in the fork of two busy roads where the rush of cars rises and falls like the wind. So many similar wetlands have been lost. Then I learned just weeks ago that this land was going to be developed in the 1960s, until a high school biology teacher named Beulah Fry became involved. Beulah Fry was born in 1921. As a beginning teacher, she taught mostly math until the principal noticed the passion she brought to biology. She took her students to study life at this pond, which she had visited as a girl. Then her students learned there were plans to fill the pond with earth and develop the property. People have their own ideas of what beauty is and what is needed in the world, she told me. Some thought it was an eyesore. Some were afraid of the seemingly stagnant water and mosquitoes. Others coveted the land for homes. Beulah Fry says she wouldn't have had the courage to speak at the township meeting if not for her students. She doesn't even remember what she said, just that she stood up and the words flowed out of her. After the meeting, a few of the men told her that she had just about made them cry. The borough of Fox Chapel voted to create Salamander Park. A few days ago, I went back there, hoping to see salamander eggs for the first time. It was sunny and warm, and the forest was awakening fast. Robins rustled the leaf litter all around, and the branches were flush with green. It was several minutes before I saw clumps of salamander eggs in deeper water, wrapped around sticks like large, ghostly marshmallows. As I rose to leave, I spotted a tiny raft of stuff at the water's edge. I dipped my hand beneath it and lifted. The water fell away, and a clear mass of jelly pooled across the width of my palm and outstretched fingers. Embryonic salamanders, evenly spaced and curled into tiny parentheses. I held them close to my face and stared as one, then another, twitched and flipped, fully alive, eager to spring forth upon the larger world, but for this moment, resting wholly in the palm of my hand.
That was commentator Chuck Starsnick. If you happen upon a vernal pool this spring and are lucky enough to spot a salamander, let us know. On Twitter, we're at Allegheny Front. Thanks to Marijke Hecht for collecting the sounds of spring peepers that we heard earlier.